guy. Can somebody teach you about this rivalry, or is it something you need to go through first before you understand?
You know, honestly, when I first got here, I didn't really realize, you know, the impact of this rivalry. And then now I've been here a couple of years, I can definitely see, you know, it's, you got to respect the other team. You know, it's a rivalry game. You got to respect them because, you know, every game you play each other, both teams are going to give you, you know, their hearts. And I didn't realize when we first got here, you know, I didn't know it was that big of a rivalry.
Your first game was over there, right?
Yeah, yes, it was.
What was that like? I mean, what's that experience like?
It was crazy, man. You go to your other cities to play, like, the other teams and stuff like that. You know, the fans don't like you, obviously. You know, they're yelling at you, they're doing whatever. But when you go to Iowa State, it's, you know, it takes it to another level. And you hear some stuff you never hear at other places. And, you know, it creates memories. You know, it makes you want to play harder. But, you know, it's like I said, you just hear stuff you never even thought of, you know, you'd hear before. So it's pretty crazy.
Anything you can say, or is it?
Nah, you're gonna have to bleep it out. It's, you know, it's nothing I can say. But, you know, it's fun. You know, all competitors like that. You know, it's competition. It's, you know, it's good. You know, I'm sure when they come here, our fans say some stuff that they never heard before. So, you know, it's funny.
Did you get recruited by them at all?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
No letters or anything?
No, I did not.
The Hawkeyes have dominated this series the last 2 years. Since Paul Rhodes came to Iowa State, but Rhodes has said that this is the best team he's got at Iowa State. Do you agree with that when you look at this Iowa State team?
I mean, they're a good team, yeah. Their quarterback, just when I see him for the first game, you know, he's making plays. You know, he's a smart quarterback. He has a good arm. He can run. You know, he's a good quarterback, and they got some good skill positions. The running back's pretty good. The receivers are always big, always huge. And you know, we're gonna have to compete against them. And you know, like I said before, it's a rivalry game. You know, it doesn't matter if it was the best team or not. You know, they're gonna come out. They're gonna play hard. And I think that we gotta know.
Why do you think you guys have been so successful against them the last 2 seasons?
Well, you know, I think coaches have prepared us well, and not just for this game, but for a lot of games. And you know, that's his job, and that's what he likes to do.
You got one start now at safety in your pocket. What did that mean to kind of finally get out there in live action?
I mean, yeah, it definitely meant a lot more. You know, going out in, you know, spring ball and in fall practice and stuff like in camp, stuff like that, playing safety. But you know, now I got that start, you know, I feel more comfortable and I feel like I can become more a leader on the field.
What's the major difference? Just not turning with the guy. You kind of start in a different.
I think it's a lot more mental capacity. You know, you got to know what everybody's doing at once, and you know, you still gotta you know, guard a receiver and stuff. You just gotta come up on the run and stuff like that. So I mean, it's like I said, it's just a lot more mental capacity, knowing the defense and knowing what everyone else is doing.
I know you probably talked about this 100 times. Was this brought to you, or did you volunteer, or how did this kind of come about?
Yeah, they came to me just right before spring ball, and they told me, you know, I'll be playing safety. So I was, you know, I was surprised, but I think it's a good fit, and wherever they put me is going to be a good fit, so I'm going to try to compete and help the team out any way I can.
Did the history of safeties here convince you that might not be a bad move?
Yeah, you know, exactly. The safeties that came through here, you know, we have some good corners too. We have some good DBs, you know. Coach Ferentz put some really good DBs in the league, and, you know, they're you know, what I look up to, and hopefully I'll be there. You know, I want to be there someday, and there's my role model, so yeah.
Sean was just telling me, and I asked him about this. He said that you guys always preach discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And Iowa State, one of the reasons they were able to win last week, you and I had 16 penalties. You guys only had 3 in your last game. How important is it to just kind of stay focused, stay disciplined, and not let, like, the emotions kind of catch up to you?
Yeah.
Because you mentioned this being a big game with,
mm-hmm.
with the
I mean, it's very important. You know, and I think Coach does a great job in practice stressing that. You know, say we have a penalty in practice. You know, Coach, mm-hmm. It's not just, oh, you know, oh, well, back 5 yards. You know, he sits there and he lets us know, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I think football is all about discipline. You know, you gotta you can't jump off sides. You can't, you know, have a pass interference because it makes it hard on your defense and it makes it hard on your offense. You know, you keep backing up, or you, as a defense, you keep giving up yards. You know, it makes it shorter for the offense to score on you. But it's all about discipline, and I think that Coach Francis did a great job installing that into us.
Now, when you mentioned him talking to you guys in practice about that sort of thing, does he talk to you guys as a unit or as an entire defense, or does he talk to you individually? Like, how is that normally?
I mean, it's just as a team, you know. He's just, yeah, as a team, you know. We have our team meetings. You know, he lets us know what's going on, and you know, even when we're on the field, he'll say it, you know, individually. He'll say it as a team, as a group. You know, just whatever his way of getting through to us. You know, and we all respect him. We all understand that whatever he says to us is, you know, always right. And I think that's the best.